Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. This is The Lantern, and thank you very much for joining us on this brand new episode of the show. Coming to you not live from the studios of IRIB English Radio. I'm a firm believer that too much of anything can be destructive. Anything. I regret to say even chai. I can't live without chai. I'm not even ashamed of it. I admit, I confess, I cannot live without chai. But unfortunately, I mean, I don't know what science has been doing for the past few thousand years, but even too much of chai can, you know, have harmful effects. It's sad, but it's true. Too much of water, too much of a good food, too much of too much supplements even, too much vitamin D in our system, too much iron, too much calcium, all of that. A hadith tells us that there's only one thing that you can never have too much of. And we'll find out what it is right after this short little story, heartfelt story about a father and his wholesome prayer for his baby girl. And we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, salam. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. Let's see what's our story for today. Wish You Enough. That is the title of today's story. At an airport, I overheard a father and a daughter in their last moments together. They had announced her plans departure and standing near the door. He said to his daughter, I love you. I wish you enough. She said, Daddy, our life together has been more than enough. Your love is all I ever needed. I wish you enough too, Daddy. They kissed goodbye and she left. He walked over toward the window where I was seated. Standing there, I could see he wanted and needed to cry. I tried not to intrude on his privacy, but he welcomed me in by asking, did you ever say goodbye to someone knowing it would be forever? Yes, I have, I replied. Saying that brought back memories I had of expressing my love and appreciation for all my dad had done for me, recognizing that his days were limited. I took the time to tell him face to face how much he meant to me. So I knew what this man was experiencing. Forgive me for asking, but why is this forever goodbye? I asked. I'm old and she lived much too far away. I have challenges ahead and the reality is her next trip back will be for my funeral, he said. When you were saying goodbye, I heard you say, I wish you enough. May I ask what that means? He began to smile. That is a wish that has been handed down from other generations. My parents used to say it to everyone. He paused for a moment and looking up as if trying to remember it in detail, he smiled even more. When we said, I wish you enough, we were wanting the other person to have a life filled with enough good things to sustain them. He continued and then turning toward me, he shared the following as if he were reciting it from memory. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. I wish you enough pain so that the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough lust to appreciate all that you possess. I wish enough hellos to get you through the final goodbye. He then began to sob and walked away.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Right, so it's a very interesting story that, I mean the way this father, or the author of the story, I'm not sure if it's a real story, I highly doubt it, but the way the writer of this anecdote, his choice of words, or her choice of words, and the terminology that was used, and how it gives you some really deep perspective and insight on what to expect from life, really. Enough of, I wish you enough of anything, as in a sufficient amount of it. And that definitely differs from one person to another, doesn't it? From one, even for the same person, but in different situations and contexts and periods in their lives. Like a newborn stomach is the size of an almond, and, you know, maybe 2-3 teaspoons of milk would be enough. But then the same child, 2 months later, they need more than that amount of milk. And fast forward, there are 32 and they're lactose intolerant entirely. it's a funny world. But the ahadith, that one thing that we were talking about, that ahadith tell us you can never have enough of. You can never overdo. There's no surplus in how much you can do it, how much you can engage in it, how much you can occupy yourself with it, is the remembrance of Allah. And once you really think about it, it's so interesting, because remembrance of Allah isn't just salat, or, you know, holding a subha, a rosary in your hands and doing dhikr, or, you know, reciting the Quran, or reading, or even contemplating, which is like the highest form of ibadah. Contemplation, which, you know, results in action and growth, of course. Not definitely contemplating about whether or not penguins have knees. Which, you know, if you really think about it, you do the research and then you realize that, okay, they don't have knees, but they function pretty well, though they walk funny, and subhanAllah, the power of God, and this and that. And then you go into a documentary loop on YouTube and it's all of a sudden 3 a.m. and you have to wake up for work. If you're feeling attacked, I'm sorry. Remembering Allah, the one thing that you can never have too much of, you can never do too much, isn't just dhikr or salat, right? It's a state of being where Allah has such a profound and significant position in your heart that it has been in satisfying him has been ingrained into your subconscious, and everything you do is automatically for his sake. You know, he's your priority in life. He's your number one. And then once that happens, disclaimer, I am no scholar or mujtahida or marja'a. I'm just voicing my own personal experiences and spiritual journey. And I have such a long way to go. But the point is that once you have that, there can never be too much dhikr. Remembrance, not dhikr with your lips. Dhikr as in remembrance, the actual literal meaning of it. Remembrance of God going on in your life. you can usually tell when you've had enough of something, because it kind of throws your compass that points toward God off, you know? And then you will be able to develop a sort of balance in everything that you do. You won't overdo it. You won't resort to ifrat or tafreet, the two extremes. And I think that is the whole objective of Islam at the end of the day, to create moderation in our lives. It doesn't tell us to, you know, forsake the material world entirely and go live in a cave and just pray and fast and contemplate all the time. Nor does it tell us to be so obsessed and engaged with the material world that we forget our final destination. And once we have that sort of view, that sort of mindset in our lives, we will be slowly able to develop the sense, the cognition, to recognize when something is off, something is extravagant, and it's not in alignment with that needle that is meant to point toward God anymore. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.